opposed? Oh, yeah. Well, where to start? I was brought up in a Catholic family. I went to a Catholic school, I attended church, I even became an altar boy. Even at a young age, I had a thirst for the thrills of the world. It wasn't until secondary school that I strayed away from my faith and was to take the pleasures of the world as my comforter. In my youth, I had many loves, many eyes, I had achievements, I succeeded in a lot of things. I felt confident in my walk. I was filled with a pride that was to take me to many countries. I'd seen many great things. My pride was a big thing, but it also could make me blind to what was really happening in my life. It was not until I was on my knees in a strange country that for the first time I stopped and I took stock of my life. I realised what I was doing gave me no comfort for the all I had inside, yet my pride would rise up again and fight my reason, and the vicious cycle would start again. There have been many times in my past that I would ask this question, Lord, why is this happening to me? Yet I would not wait for a reply. With this mindset of, I'm going to do this my way, I'm going to make it happen, I'll do it this time. Over the years, I've had great joys, real love. I've been blessed with the most beautiful children. Scott, Farrah, Devon, Grace and Darcy. I've had real friends. Friends I've cherished. I've had amazing parents. Amazing family. But even with all this, it still wasn't enough. I was lacking something deep inside. I had a war continuously raging in my soul that, try as I might, I couldn't contain it. It wasn't until I was at my most broken, when I lost my mother, I was guided to a place called Carpenter's Arms, which was to take me in and try to help me, which it did to some degree. It was there that I found Jesus again. It was there that, through the power of prayer, my pains in withdrawing from heroin was taken from me. Yet my pride still held a good grip upon me. Even though I was at peace in that place for the first time in a long while, I still feel that I could do this. I can do it. I could do it my way. I could do this. But as I stand before you now, it may have taken 10 years to realise this, but I can honestly say I can't do it. I can't do it my way. How I've come to know this is all the glory to God, because when I was at my most broken, He sent His angels to cross my path. It started when I used to walk with my friend Kurt to his mother's house. Out of respect for his mother, I didn't go with him. I used to stop down the road because I didn't want to see the mess I was in from the drink. I used to stop outside the Salvation Army church. Well, they used to come out to me and ask me to come in, and I used to refuse because I felt ashamed of myself. But after about the second or third time this happened, I accepted. And it was then that I felt the peace again. My friend Kurt used to meet me there, and we'd sit with him and we'd talk about life. But it was there also that started a chain of events that led me back to the Father. And through the teachings and guidance of Teen Challenge, I now have a real relationship with the Lord again, stronger than I thought possible. I'm happy in my own skin. I feel at peace in my soul. I wake every day with joy in my heart. I truly do. And I know as I walk through this life with Jesus Christ centered in all that I am and all that I do, I will succeed in the plan He has for me. Because He's since... Seriously, this is true. Because since his love has got a hold of me, I'm a new creation and I'm forever changing. And this all came about by the angels the Lord put in my path and my daughter's path, Darcy. I'll finish with Hebrews 13, because this is where it means a lot to me. And it says in Hebrews 13, love each other as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. And that's definitely the case for me. So I'd just like to say thank you, Sean. Where is she? Because you'll always be an angel to me. Amen.
Well, thanks, Sammy, and thank you, John. You know, it's great to hear the gospel, isn't it? The gospel means good news.
Yes.
You know, and this is good news. God changes our lives. God changed John's life. He's changed my life.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, we might think, oh, I wasn't in such a mess as John. But let me tell you, if you've not given your life to Jesus, you're in just as much a mess.
Sure.
I was in just as much a mess, but I didn't realize it, because sin will destroy your life. It cuts you off from God, from a relationship with God. And you need that barrier that sin creates taking out of the way. See, we're just the same. We were sinners, but God saved us.
Yes.
You know, and now John is part of our family. Do you know you're part of our family?
Yes.
When you came to Christ,
yes.
We're all sons and daughters of the living God.
Yes.
And we're one family in Christ.
Amen.
You know, we came from the same place, sinners. And we were saved. We were cleansed and forgiven by God because of his great mercy. And so you might think, I don't think I've done anything wrong, but if you're not acknowledging God as the Lord and Jesus as the Lord of your life, if you've not let him cleanse you from your sin, you're in just as much of a mess. You know, some sins are more obvious than others, aren't they? But they're still just as bad, right? They'll still keep you from an eternity with God. They'll still keep you from a relationship with him, which produces great joy and peace in your life, like John's been talking about. Well, we're going to make some declarations. I'm going to ask John to just make some public declarations about his faith now in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, John, are you ready to publicly declare your faith in Jesus Christ?
I am.
And he's been doing that in his testimony as well, hasn't he? Do you reject all evil and the works of the devil?
I do.
Do you turn away from all forms of rebellion against God and repent of your sins?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior for your complete forgiveness and to cleanse you from all your sins?
I do.
Do you promise to submit fully to Jesus Christ as your Lord and with God's help to follow his example and his teachings in every area of your life?
I do.
I do. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to ask you all to stand, because we're going to just acknowledge what John's just said and we're going to pray for him. And I just want to read this verse to you, John, just to encourage you as well. This is from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. It says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. You know, when John said, you know, he wakes up with joy every morning. There was like, he does from over here. So there's a great testimony to that truth. Well, let's pray into that verse right now. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that John has come to know you. Lord, we just want to just rest in that truth, in that reality right now. We want to remember this moment when we could declare that that's true, that now he belongs to you forever, and that nothing can ever snatch him from your hands. So we just acknowledge that. We just rest in that right now. And Father, we pray that you would let his roots go deeper into the Lord Jesus Christ. That you would establish him more and more, strengthen him more and more in Jesus Christ and in his faith.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray that as you do that, Lord, that joy would just continue to overflow in thankfulness from his lips, Lord God. So you just fill his heart with joy. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that the fruit of the Spirit might become just so naturally overflowing from his life and growing in his life, Lord God, that people see a completely new man, Lord, that they can taste that fruit as they hear him speak, as they see what he does, Lord, that they will be delighted by the sweetness of the fruit that's coming from his life, Lord Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord Jesus, for what you've done and what you will continue to do. Thank you when you begin a good work in us. You will see it to completion. You don't abandon your work. So we praise you for your faithfulness to John too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get ready to go in the water. We're going to sing I Surrender All. And as we're singing that, maybe towards the end of that, if you want to come forward to see what's happening when we baptize him, then please come forward. It will be shown on the screen as well because we have a video camera here. So if you want to stay where you are, you're still going to see fairly well from that, okay, if you don't want to move. All right, so do you want to get ready? And okay, so let's sing together, I Surrender All. And if there's any Sunday school still out, I'm not sure if everyone's come through, could someone tell them they can come through?
Jesus, I surrender.
when he comes out. Yeah? Okay, Sammy, over to you.
This looks like. Johnny.